All right, so like the we usually just do any random beat, right? But this time around, I asked our producer Laura over there. I was like, I think Eagle has like one of his favorite movies is like some of our favorite fucking movies. So if you can make a beat relating to that, you can come here and be here in the studio when he's in here. You know, he's obviously here now, okay. And I was gonna let him be in here regardless. Okay. But I was just like, just send the, you know, make a beat of his favorite, one of his favorite movies with us.
Cooked it up.
And okay. So next day,
of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you knew one of my favorite movies.
We know everything about you.
You're weird.
Say it at the same time.
You're well, super what ego. We have to one know everything yeah, about you.
I think let's connect real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready? Yeah. One, two, three.
Nacho Libre.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Fuck. I'm in the right spot. I'm in the right spot.
Benchwarmers.
What's my least favorite movie?
No, Step Brothers.
Hang on. 1 second.
Least favorite movie?
Yeah, least favorite movie. Wait, hang on.
Do you even have a least favorite movie?
Yeah, you're right. It's not in there yet. Hang on.
I got it.
Go ahead, Gazelle. You lead this one.
I'm just going to tell you okay. My least favorite movie. Are you ready?
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Like my guilty pleasure. The Devil Wears Prada. Oh.
But yeah.
Right. But anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
This is the beat. All right. All right.
I knew it. Did you remix? Is it a remix to this?
That's hilarious.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I picked this up.
Yeah. Our father. Our father.
Hey, don't say anything bad. It's Semana Santa.
Yeah.
It's on my ride home, bro.
Yeah.
Get it.
Easter Sunday. Yeah. I know a viejito.
Yeah.
Told me to touch his huevitos.
Oh, for sure.
God damn, but I didn't touch his huevitos.
That's right.
Cause yeah. I like my fucking huevitos scrambled.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow. They gave me a pamphlet.
Uh-huh.
He told me if you wanna buy a fridge.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But he didn't have a fridge.
Damn.
He showed me his dick. He showed me his dick.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
He showed me his dick.
The one thing you said not to do.
Los niños.
Yeah.
They love you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. Let's hear it real quick.
All right, hang on. Let me slow this shit real quick. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You have not been baptized?
No.
Did you not know the Lord?
No.
He wants you baptized?
Yeah.
The egg, they give me eagle power. Sometimes I don't feel that power.
I never got around to it, okay? Yeah.
And then I saw his huevito. Era bien huevo duro.
Pascua, Pascua.
That dude didn't even have to walk.
No.
Pascua, Pascua.
With his huevos.
Pascua, Pascua.
And he said, hello.
Hello.
And then I said, I don't believe in God.
No.
I believe in science. And then he got baptized.
Yeah.
I need to borrow some sweat. Chum chum, give me some sweat.
Okay.
That's it.
I don't rap, bro.
Los niños, they love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit it, Lalo.
Los niños, they love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ramses is the best.
Damn.
Ramses is the best.
Yeah. Ramses is number one.
Yeah.
His pencil's number two.
And my name is Esqueleto. Psych, my name is Beto.
Yeah.
My name is Nacho.
Yo!
Let's go.
He's got a man.
Damn.
Wow. I couldn't hear the beat, so I couldn't keep rapping.
Oh, dude, I'm a big fan. Nacho, dude. What the fuck?
Damn.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful.
That was amazing.
Hell yeah.
Gorgeous.
Are you going to do the whole pot like that, Beto?
Should I?
Do it, yeah. Look great.
This shit don't even line up with his off. Eyes.
I'll fix it.
All right.
It's your boy INFINITEDRE from the AM to the motherfucking Z, baby. Was good.
It's your boy Gazelli.
And it's your boy Nacho.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Who we got today? Lalo, let us know, baby.
We got the one and only YouTube pioneer.
Oh, let's go.
Uh-huh. Eric Ochoa, aka Super Ego, aka Dream's best friend.
Oh, that's
and my lover as of recently.
Cariñoso.
Took your spot.
Cariñoso of the night. What's up, brother? How you doing, brother?
What's up, guys? Thank you for having me. Thank you for the rap. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Shout out to your guy over here. That was sick, bro. You got to send me that. I wish I would have had a little more prepared to rap a little bit, but
nah, bro, that was perfect.
That was nice.
That was amazing. That was
gets the vibes going.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, thanks for having me on this beautiful rainy day.
That's what I was gonna tell
Easter's.
You. Thanks for pulling up, bro. I know that fucking drive must have been rough right now.
Nah, bro, it's nothing, bro.
Hey, but I saw what you pulled up, man, bro.
Don't tell him though. Damn. Don't tell him. Right?
Hey, like, some license plate 1, 2, 3.
A lime green Honda.
No way. A Cybertruck.
What?
Damn. No way.
A DeLorean. Yeah. A Volkswagen Beetle.
No way. A Nissan Versa. That's wild.
A Datsun. Hell yeah. Dude, you guys remember Datsuns? I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah.
Datsun.
Wasn't that like the old Toyota?
It was Nissan.
Who fucking knows?
Oh, Nissan.
They were little.
Nissan.
Yeah, they were little.
It was like a version of Nissan, I think, at the time.
You know your cars.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know your cars? You got bars?
Bro, well, we've been together for so long.
But you're so far.
Oh,
all of a sudden, now I'm a rapper.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
You
want
to put the beat back on?
Great. How you doing, brother?
It's been a rough couple of months.
let's wrap this shit up.
Nah, bro. Recently married. Recently a dad. No. How's it going?
It's going great, bro. It's going great, you know. Sometimes you get little stressitos that happen, but then now I'm married, so my girl gives me them besitos.
Oh.
And I'm chilling, bro.
Bars.
I'm telling you, bro, it's after the music fucking ended.
Did your girl give you both?
What?
Did your girl give you both?
Bars? Yeah.
No. Stresitos and bars,
yeah.
Yeah.
And besitos, yeah. No, she's great, you know. We got kids, we got twins.
Damn.
And yeah, dude. So like the first time me and her were like just cohabitating, being in the same house, and then I was like, man, I'm trying to get you pregnant, fool.
That's right.
I don't know what I did, fool. I did some like up, down, left, right fucking trick,
the GTA
dude.
GTA codes.
But fucking two sperms shot like this, ding, 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 and twins, fool. So damn. I was like, fuck.
Blast
identical food. Or just maternal?
They're fraternal. Yeah, they're fraternal. So that's when they don't.
They don't look
that alike, right? Like, okay. Obviously, they're brothers.
Yeah.
There's been people that have asked me that, and they're just like, well, if they're fraternal, why do they look like each other? I'm like, well, they're brothers.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They're not identical.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Is it like scientific how they determine that?
So the way it's broken down is like if they're born in like the same placenta and they come out of the same placenta, then they're identical. But if it's like two separate placentas and then like, I don't fucking know. They're just both in the fucking, they're growing in there, but like next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so walk me through it, bro. Obviously, like there comes a time where she tells you like, hey, I'm expecting, but then she drops the other bomb on you. It's like two.
Yeah. Well, I was there.
So they let both of you guys know at the same time?
So we had a miscarriage the first time, like we were trying. And out of marriage. Okay. This is a pecado. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
But,
man, that's a sin.
It's a sin. My mom tells me. But yeah, we were trying, and then we had a miscarriage. And so the second time that she got
my
crazy,
bad. Achingao?
Before.
Achingao?
You want one?
Nice. Yeah, what is that?
Like a little chelada.
I'll pick one up.
Get one. Which one you want?
Look them up.
There's a naranja one. There's a piña one.
Lime. You said naranja?
I hope so.
There's naranja. I think that one is naranja.
No, that's a chilada.
Fuck yeah.
Nah, fool.
That one is naranja.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I opened it for you.
And you opened it for me. Thanks, fool.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man. Oh, cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers.
Clink, 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 clink. Clink, clink,
clink, clink, clink,
clink, clink, clink, clink, clink, clink, clink, clink. Oh, god damn. That's good.
Yeah, that's how they sneak up on you, bro. Like, they make them taste way too good now.
I like how
that's
that shit really be good. Just tasting like mad alcohol, and y'all like, that shit sneaks up on you.
Nah.
That shit did not. I saw that motherfucker coming, bro.
The Modelo Cheladas, bro, they're like, they could sell those to kids if they really wanted
for
to.
For sure.
They shouldn't. Good. They shouldn't.
Or they could. Or they
I could
should.
See a little pouch, like a little Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Like Modelo Sun for your son.
Damn. With a wife beater on.
Yeah.
Anyways, what were we talking about? How I lost my virginity.
Yeah.
No.
Not that.
Yeah, go for it, bro.
I mean, it's the same story, bro.
Yeah. We're talking about how you guys found out you guys are going to have twin babies.
Yeah. So because she had the miscarriage, she was able, the next time she got pregnant, she was able to see her OBG like way sooner, and they were able to do the ultrasound at like 6 weeks, which isn't really like something you really do. Like, they just test your blood levels, your HCC levels or some bullshit, and if your proteins are higher in your bloodstream, that's how they tell like if a girl's pregnant. So we went in, we did write it down, fool. Write it down. And so when she was doing like the ultrasound, you know, we I don't know what I'm looking at. It's just all black, but you just see this, like, and it's a heartbeat. And I was like, man, that's tight. Like,
you
we,
knew
we really are pregnant. And I saw her kind of scoot over to like the left, and I was like, did the heartbeat move over there? Like, because there was one over this way, and now there's another one over there. And she goes, all right, is there a history of twins in your family? And I'm like, fuck.
Hell no.
So that's how we found out.
Yeah. That's beautiful, bro. Especially after, like, going after, like, that traumatic moment in the beginning. Miscarriage, and then it's like, now you get double the blessings. That's crazy. That's dope.
That was one of those type of things where I remember, like, you know, because we, like, prayed about it, too. You know, we've gotten, like, spiritual. And I remember thinking, like, you know, talking to God and being like, how is this going to get better? Like, this is such a terrible thing. You know, like she was like broken down because this has happened before. Like, and so she's like, you know, her mind goes into, damn, like
what if happened?
Maybe I'm not like meant to have a child. Maybe I'm not, you know, so I'm just like, you know, I'm like, oh, no, damn. Chill. Like, hey, relax. It's okay. Like, you know, God says like sometimes like, you know, like the blessings come in double, you know, like, and bam, we had twins.
That's wild.
You know, so like, I really looked at that as like a testimony, like, oh man, that's like our testimony right there. But
that's beautiful, bro. That's how that worked out.
Did, and now they're was annoying little mocosos. No.
Was that the catalyst of like your spiritual journey, or you were already getting into it?
Vanessa was the catalyst back into my spiritual journey.
So you were growing up, you were...
I grew up Christian. In Compton, my grandfather was a pastor. And we grew up very, very like churchy and sheltered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then like just around a bunch of like hood ass fools.
That's crazy because talking like your character, like at Super Ego, it's like the complete opposite, the anti of what, you know, you were raised of. So like,
no, you're gonna say the Antichrist.
Like the juxtaposition between the two is like, your character is so not that, and then how you grew up was, like you said, very religious. So how did you even? What, like, I know you kind of talked about it before, like what inspired you to make that character, but like, how do you even get into that mode without even really like growing up like that?
I grew up around a lot of it. So my dad's currently in Michoacan. So my dad got like deported years ago.
Shout out Michoacan.
Michoacan. So, but when he was here and him and my mom were together, like, you know, my dad was like a little bit of a cholo on the streets, like in Wilmington. And,
oh yeah, that's the chill out duty.
Excuse me.
Hell yeah,
that's a great fucking drink.
drink eight more, you're fine.
Eight more,
no más. I'll go 11.
Well, just fucking the podcast is over. Yeah, the lights off in the garage. We're in a garage. I don't know if you guys knew that.
It's a studio. It's
studio.
A
nice
studio. In studio.
The beach,
garage.
The it's beach. Studio A, by the way. It's not like Studio B.
Yeah. the beach. But yeah, my dad was my dad kind of had that going after my parents split up. My mom, you know, she was getting back into the dating scene, and some dude that was like fresh out, and that's where I had my little sister, you know. So like they, you know, he was a straight up like cholo. Like, he was always like blasting people up in the house. Like, so there's a lot of homies that would come into the house.
Oh shit.
And I was like 13, 14, 15. And, like,
he does go work, fam.
What happened? Damn,
it doesn't work.
Look at you, Wu-Tang. So I remember like just being around the homies, and like, you know, we had a pool table, and a lot of times like they had a name for me. They called me Largo because I was taller than all of them.
Oh, I thought another reason.
Yeah.
I said, "Wow, I was taller than the man."
Sorry, Largo.
Yeah, what's up, Largo? He's like, "We see you in them gray sweats, fool."
They call me Chiquito.
Yeah. I'm a grower, fool. Yeah. So, you know, I was just around them all the time. And it was like, I was doing acting. I was doing like school plays, like real men do, you know.
Hell yeah. I was going to ask you, did they clown you for that?
Nah, because I got way more bitches than everybody.
You're the one that's like, hey, fool, bring the girls, because it's like, they don't know how to, they don't have any social skills.
I can't talk to girls.
Deadass, bro. That time, because my brother, that fool, he's a little cholio. He was a little cholio when we were growing up and stuff. And those fools did not know how to talk to girls at all, bro. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, so what's up, fool? Like, you trying to go like tag a wall later? And it's like, bro, you just met her. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Hey, you do that 2 weeks in, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's like when you're going to propose, you know? That's off rip. So it's like, that's cool. Like, you were the doorway for like the, for them to get the hyenas in, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. He was cute, bro. He was cute.
Come on, bro.
Hey, yeah, fool. Yeah. I mean, I was still like, you know, kind of like very shy. I think when you first are in high school and you're in musicals and shit, like I had my first kiss backstage with some girl that like I think knew. She looked at me and she was just like, you've never kissed like a girl before, huh? And I'm like,
ha, not what? A girl,
like, yeah. Like, of course I have. And she's like, all right, like she just saw my bullshit. She goes, all right, I'm gonna stick my tongue in your mouth and you're just gonna like massage it back with yours. And I was like, what? I was sitting just like this, and we're like, everyone had left like the theater, and she sat on my lap. I remember her name is Myra, so shout out to Myra.
And Myra.
She kissed me, bro. I remember she kissed me, violated me, and I was like, I didn't know what I was doing, but as soon as I opened up my eyes, she like left. She walked off. She goes, oh, not bad. And she took off. Yeah. I was like, cool.
I'm a man now. Okay.
I just have all these emotions now.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I better wait.
And that's where your nickname came, Largo.
Yeah, Largo. There you go.
He's on it.
Sometimes I think back to like those moments in high school where I'm like,
Largo moments?
No. Well, oh. Those two. But no, like those, I guess those makeout sessions when you, that you had in high school. It's like, bro, I don't think I had.
Homies?
I don't think. Yeah, that's true. That too. No, like, I don't think my hygiene was all there. Like, looking back, I definitely do a better job of brushing my teeth nowadays.
Okay.
Than back then. Huh. So I'm wondering, I'm like, damn, these poor girls, bro, they were just fucking
coming out of pee, smelling like dick. In the locker room.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Like
ass and like, and axe spray.
Like hot and spicy chicken sandwiches and hot Cheetos, bro. Yeah.
And just going, let's have a makeout session.
No gum, nothing in sight.
Yeah. Bro. Mentos, your best friend.
All right, y'all. We interrupt this episode to bring you our brand new sponsor,
SeatGeek.
And today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek, like we all just fucking
Let's
said.
Let's go. SeatGeek.
Thank you,
SeatGeek. I'm very excited about this partnership.
Hell yeah. Too. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is is the number one ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day.
70,000?
Including concerts, sports, festivals, and more.
What?
Lalo just went to a game.
Yeah, I literally just went to a game. Shout out to fucking SeatGeek. We use the code
P-L-P.
And you got $20 off our first order.
That's a steal!
It is a steal.
That's a steal!
They fucking make it easy for you. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you are getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 through 10. So look for the green dots.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Green means good, red means bad.
Duh.
That's true.
Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
That's
fire. Guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
With swaps?
Yep. And you know we came through for y'all. Use the code
PLP
for $20 off the ticket.
$20?
That's $20 off your first purchase with a promo code
PLP
at SeatGeek. And we want to thank you SeatGeek.
Thank you, SeatGeek.
We're excited about this partnership, and thank you guys for sponsoring the episode.
Yes, sir.
Now let's get back to the episode, right?
I've been seeing like some people post like some dudes on TikTok post like their case. They're trying to make their case to their girl, like, oh, let's have kids before, like, two kids before two. I think they call it two before two. And like a lot of people are in the comments going like, nah, chill out. Like, you don't want to do that shit. And here you are with two kids, not only before two, just two kids at the same time. So yeah. I'm wondering, I'm like, what do you think is different?
Well, I've never had just like the one. So my parent experience might be different from those that like have one. They're able to give all the attention to the one. And then later on, like five or a couple years later, you have a second one. So for me, it was like my attention was very split. So immediately, like, and I would always constantly feel guilty. Like, I'm like, okay, oh shit, I'm giving this one a little too much attention versus this one. So my parenting, like, mentally kind of has been that, you know, like right now. So my kids are four. Something I do with them is I like to go outside and take one of them on a walk. We'll go around the block. We'll take like a good, like, 15 minute walk. I'll listen to them. We'll point things out. We'll name colors, you know, whatever. And I'll just have them talk. And then when I come back in, you know, and I drop off that one, and the other one's just like, all right, daddy, I'm ready. I'm like, all right, let's do it again. You know, so, and then we like go the other way or go some other route. But like, I want to make sure they feel like they're their own individual person.
Yeah.
You know, cause I, even though like, so I have a little brother, and I feel like everything I did with him, bro, like, was just like, we wore the same fucking clothes. Like, we had to share the same toy and shit, but I never felt like I had that one-on-one with my parents. So I wanted to really make sure, like, with my kids, like, I'm doing that, you know? So they feel like they're just, like, individuals.
Which one do you see more of you in?
It's that shit. That shit.
But even the burp is nice. It was like,
Naranja. I should have, I flew, like, those cartoons with them.
Yeah. What's your question?
Which one is more like you, that you would say?
They're both like me in different phases of my life so far. So my son Ezekiel, he's like very, very sweet, like kind of like really pays attention to detail. And he's a little more calm. My son Cruz is wild. Like, he just like has these like weird spaz moments where he's just like crazy and shit. And like, I'd be doing that shit around the house, you know, like where you just get like fucking crazy. But other times it's kind of, you know, keep it calm.
Oh, that's cool.
It's funny you say that though, because like, You've heard parents say something like that where they have their second child, like when their other kid's already like three or four, and then they have to like divert their attention to the newborn, you know? And then like they do end up feeling a little guilty, like not paying attention to their oldest, but you're having to go through that like all at once. So it's like, I mean, I've even heard it when some parents will be like, oh, they'll have a pet. Like a dog, and then like they'll have a newborn, and then like they don't pay attention to the pet anymore, and then you could tell like the kid, the pet starts getting like jealous.
Because raising dogs is exactly the same thing.
No, is that the same?
That's what we're trying to say. It's basically the same thing.
What a nice driving force.
Pet parents will argue that for sure.
It's a fur baby.
Yeah,
out of here, bro. Yeah.
But it's crazy to think that you're like, you're going through all of that, all those emotions just all at once.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a very different life experience that I didn't think would happen. You know, but
here you are.
How many times in life do you live that way? Kind of like, damn, I didn't think that would happen.
Yeah.
But it's about the actions you do and what you do to about it afterwards, you know? And so, yeah, man, I'm learning. Like I said, I've been in a more like spiritual shit, like as I'm cussing.
That's right.
Spiritual shit.
It's the new age.
It's okay. But one of the things like I remember asking for is like, was patience. And I was like, man, I need some patience because I anger very easily, or I did. And I feel like God was like, all right, God, here's two of them.
For real.
Deal with it.
God is Mexican. Okay, cabrón, here's two of them. But
good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Fool.
How does your wife deal with it?
Great. She has her moments too where, you know, she kind of needs a break. But
yeah,
we both have been really good at balancing that. You know, we both have been good at like,
at giving each other like their own like,
hey,
personal time.
Go upstairs, go relax.
Yeah.
Go take a shower. You know, you're on your period. Like, yeah. We don't need any of this energy. No, but you know, it's just kind of like, you do your thing. I'm going to be down here with them. And then we just kind of switch off.
Nice.
So it's a balance, man.
Yeah. It's taking shifts.
Yeah, taking essentially.
Shifts. Yeah.
Are you like a early person now because of your kids? Or are you more of a, I want to have my own time if I'm going to stay up later so I don't have to deal with them?
Just depends on the day, you know. I am the one kind of like providing at the house right now, you know. I'm like the you know, so we take on our roles, you know. And sometimes like if I see like she's been very stressed, I'm like, I'll get the kids this morning, you know. And sometimes these little fools, like, they'll wake up and they'll climb into our bed and fall asleep right with us in the morning.
Damn.
And
see, this is your sign, bro.
Well, I have a dog, and that's kind of like the same thing, bro.
You gotta stop being toxic, bro. You need patience.
Why?
Dreams.
I'm too selfish, bro. I would have took off. That's just me. So
at least you're honest.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you guys are able to like just in this new wave of parenting be a team instead of like how you said, basically like the roles of like no, that's your job. Like, you go and take care of this. I want to go to work and stuff. Because I feel like that's a hard thing. That it's not like that. Like, the way our life is not that way.
The upbringing that we
had. We were brought up like, oh, no, the man goes and gets. Or if you have a single parent, now they have to go and do it on their own. So it's nice to see that you guys are able to, you know, do that. And it seems like you guys are making good progress, and you guys are going to raise some beautiful children.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. Yeah, they're in the car right now.
You cracked the window open, though, I saw. Good.
And their favorite.
Well, no, it's raining. And so.
It's song? Cool. It's cool. Yeah.
Cocomelon's on.
You send them that beat, bro.
Just airdrop it to them right now in the whip.
Nah, it's true. Sometimes I think about how I was raised, and sometimes the way my dad, like, you know, in like the way he handled things when I was growing up was that way. It was just like, yo hago todo el dinero. You know?
Yeah.
Tú encárgate de los niños. And then you look back and you're just kind of like, yeah, I kind of wish I would have had my dad a little bit more like on the emotional side, you know? So it's beautiful to see like
same
parents like yourself. And then I'm sure that we'll do the same thing once we have our kids.
The bare minimum.
Huh? Be better dads, I guess. Cause
for sure.
It's like, I don't hold a grudge against my dad, but I think it's also, it was a rough thing to see too, to see your dad just lash out on your mom, be like, right. Well, I'm fucking working every, you know, it was like, mm-hmm. Who do you think pays for all this shit?
Yeah.
And that was like his fucking, that was always the way he, like, not that that didn't was like work. The way he showed love, I guess, you know?
Stay late.
Not that that didn't work, yeah, though, you know?
That's a good point. He raised a good kid.
You know?
I want to say right, great. You know,
I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah. All
right, bro.
Are we getting clips out there?
But this is, you know, when you get old enough and you start telling yourself, or you start having your own kids, you guys, anybody have kids? You guys,
hell no. Nah.
I have a dog, food is the same thing.
Same thing, yeah, same thing. So whenever you talk to your dog and he talks back a little bit, like, I get it, you know?
Yeah. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Oh,
shut the fuck up. Get on my roof, dad, ruff, ruff. It's a white dog.
A fucking hippie dog.
If you would have a white dog too, bro.
Well, our bitch is black. Her name's Bella.
Oh,
shout out Bella.
Shout out to Bella. Shout out to your child, Bella.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, our parents, like, you got to remember, like, it's their first experience with doing a lot of the shit that you guys are going to get into, or I've already got into for the first time ever. Like, my dad wasn't good at it. Like, dude, he did graveyard shifts. He worked in his grúa, like, all the time. He was out. And my dad was like, you know, he was a little sucio too. He was out there doing a bunch of stupid shit.
That's right.
You know? Yeah, that's right. I was like, dad, what the fuck? And I got older. I was like, oh, I get it. You know, but you gotta, it's all about like taming shit. You know, like someone once told me, it's just like, guys are like, we're like wild fucking animals. We're out there. And once you find the right girl, like they fucking, whoosh, they tame you. Like they put that little chain on you and they bring you in and just kind of like, hey. Calmala, you know, because doing that, you can get yourself into some fucking trouble, you know, like my dad got deported, you know, like because of some shit that he was doing.
Damn.
But you learn the lessons, you have your kids, and then you now have a chance or a choice to make. It's like, am I going to make the same mistakes?
Yeah.
Or am I going to blame those past things? Like, well, no, I didn't have anything. Like, no, like. You break that chain.
Yeah.
Boy, we got all fucking serious. Yeah. Let's talk about your dog again, fool.
Yeah.
So Bella, huh?
How old is she? Bro, she just had a fucking fake pregnancy. I didn't even fucking know they could do that bullshit.
What do you mean?
Can they really?
Yeah, she fucking had like a fake, she's having a fake pregnancy. Like she's like literally lactating milk and shit. But she's not pregnant with any dog. Like we don't have a boy dog. We have a boy dog in the house, but it's like impossible for them to like breed.
You didn't get her neutered.
We got her a plan B. Okay. And we're just gonna hope that sorts everything
plan
out.
Plan D.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, we have some stairs.
How are they impossible to breed, right? I think I saw a pit bull once trying to breed a chihuahua, bro. It's no cap.
Well, pit bulls breed with everything, dog.
That's true, huh?
Pit bulls can breed with everything.
They're like the Mexican dads of the fucking dog universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say there's
Perros.
Loyal?
Would you say there's anything else that that you're noticing that you're making a change as a father? As opposed to like whatever our parents did.
Well, I'm trying my hardest, but this.
I was a dog. I was
waiting for him. I'm trying really hard.
She's a whore. What can I say?
Changes. Just being present with them. Whenever you're a kid, I feel like a lot of the adults, they all get together and they get in one little cuartito, and the kids are in another little cuartito. But I think like. Now when the family's over, we like interact with everybody. Like we try to, you know, try to keep that. But also, you know, at the same time, let them know like, hey, you know, mom and dad are talking.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. Hey, like, adult space.
Yeah.
DS
yeah.
talking like, but just to be more interactive with them. And that's something that we didn't have as kids, you know, like, you know, playing around or.
What's one lesson that you want to teach them, that you want to instill in them?
Don't be stupid.
Fair.
Fair. My dad, you know, that kind of nerfs everything, you know?
My dad like, should have told don't grow me that, stupid. Bro.
My foe. Just got a tattooed right here as a kid.
Don't be stupid.
A lesson. I mean, damn, they're still small, but just treating other people with like respect. I feel like a lot of times we make jokes. I grew up using other people at the expense of them, like to make fun of them in front of other people without realizing like, you know, you're kind of hurting somebody.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
And now I just do it like, hey, that's cool, right? That's good. Let's go hear that joke. You know what I mean? But I just want them to be like respectful. So for right now, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Dang. Don't be a dick. You know?
Nice.
Did you deal with a lot of assholes and stuff when you were growing
up? I did.
Yeah.
That's actually, yeah, good point. A good little circle moment right there. Because I think I grew up a lot with like certain people or older primos that they just kind of felt like they were the shit. And I remember like being bitter towards them. Like,
yeah.
Like these fools.
Yeah.
And now as I got older, you know, I'm just kind of like, you know, just like, hey, so what's up? Like, you're.
Oh, yeah. Like, so you're starting a podcast? And when can I be on? They're friends, asking like for real.
My friends don't believe me that I know you. Like, actually. Like,
yeah, you know? Don't.
I had some hate. I had some hating ass like Diaz too at the beginning. They're just like, I'm telling this.
Don't we all, bro?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and now. It's different. Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up, Tia. You've been gordita.
Hey, yo, chill my mom. Relax.
Except that tia.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Yeah, I was watching, well, you posted a video yesterday, right? About your groomsmen giving you the speeches.
Oh, yeah, the speeches. Yeah.
And it was just, I was watching and it was crazy. I was like, damn, dude, like, you guys are like, your friend group is like the Avengers. It's like, funny guy after funny guy after funny guy that has made a name for themselves, you know?
Who said he could take your mask off?
Okay.
But I was just watching and it was just really funny. Like right from the start, I think it was PD Flow, right? That went up first, was it?
Second, yeah.
Well, who went up first? I don't remember.
Tim.
Oh yeah, Tim. So Tim takes the mic and I already knew it was gonna be all jokes, right?
Yeah.
And then whatever he finishes it, it was all jokes, and then PD Flow grabs the mic and I was like, well, this is gonna be all jokes too. And then they passed the mic after mic.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, like did you already know all their speeches was gonna be like all of them doing like a little stand-up.
Little 3-minute set and shit.
You know, right? Everybody went up there.
They keep getting the light.
Yeah. They're getting the light in the back.
Yeah.
But because I've seen like other speeches. And I feel like a lot of times like when it comes to like the best man or the groomsman, like they always kind of have like a little joke to kind of win everybody over. And then they finish it off with something sweet, you know? And they nailed it. Yeah, all of them kind of.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, thing, Mijito almost made me cry, bro. I was literally on the verge of tears watching.
Yeah, bro. He was very emotional when he got up on stage, and I remember thinking like, it's like wow, like he's really. Alex is like one of those guys. Like he's just really in the moment.
Yeah.
Like he's a raw person, bro. Like he'll give you exactly what he's feeling a lot of times, and that's why like I think him and I work very well together. But when he was doing his speech, dude, like he had everybody. I think like everybody was just like, oh. There was some moments where, like, you know, he had some, like tears were running down his face. I don't know if you were able to see, like, I was like, damn, dude, like, this is it's a nice speech, you know? And the comments were really nice, too. Like, people were just like, man, you could really feel like, oh, like, I almost cried off of Alex's shit, too, you know? But,
You know, it's funny. I was in the comments because I was, like, curious. Well, I always go to the comments to see. Yep. But, yeah, I saw a lot of those. A lot of people saying, like, wow, like, Mijito really fucking, you know, like, made me tear up, his speech, whatever. And I saw one comment that was, like, oh, Tim's speech was corny or something like that, right? It had five responses, and I go check, and I was like, oh, for sure, someone's defending him, and it's Tim in the comments. Like, why was it
defending Tim?
Just beefing it.
That's right, Tim.
Just fuck it.
Yeah, Tim is, and Tim's funny. Like, Tim is always funny, bro. Like, growing up with that guy, he was just the amount of confidence that he had. Like when he stepped into rooms, like people just kind of would like gravitate towards him. They were always. There was just something about him, bro.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, 5'3", I think. And he always uses that. He's like, you know, because I feel like I'm little, dude. Like, my thing is like, I'm a tiny dude. But like, if I come in, like, you know, I know if I make some jokes versus like some tall ass, lame ass dude. Like, man, like, I feel for me. Like, so, you know, he gets all into it. Yeah. Like, but that's him. Like, that's how he is. And he really does say like that funny thing. He's like really quick with a lot of his jokes. You're pretty quick with your jokes, you know? I'm pretty sure, like, whenever you go into places, sometimes people could be like, oh, that's funny. Or people are like, what's up with this guy?
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's what happened in the comments, because someone was just like, oh, it's kind of cringe.
Yeah.
But that's just how Tim is. And, you know, comedy's subjective sometimes. So you fuck with it, you don't.
That's true. Walk me a little bit through that day, bro. Like, day you wake up on your wedding day, like, what's going through your head?
Get the car ready. I'm leaving. Cold no, feet?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Out of my Beetle. My life is over. Just yeah, just,
I ain't paying for shit. Twins running her family.
No way.
Fuck. I was a little late, but nah, dude, it was stressful. It was actually really stressful. But it went by so fast. And
stressful because of nerves or stressful because there were stressful events that were like taking place in so, certain parts?
So here's what actually happened, bro. Like my girl was in charge of like booking everything. I just gave her my card.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, go ahead, book all the...
You sound like my dad, bro. Yo, pago todos los bien.
Hey, come on. Yeah. Get this shit going. Yeah. You want to get married or not?
I would never be able to do that. That shit would bounce back.
He goes, your card.
We're just buying balloons.
Babe, just use your card.
Yeah. I'll sell you back.
Just so I guess we're just not going to have forks and spoons.
Put a gallon in the car. Yeah, man, it was just stressful because of that. But my girl forgot to actually get me a room. Okay. The next day, I didn't have a room. I had booked a beautiful suite for my girl. All her girls were in a nice suite. And like, I told him, like, just give me a fucking room. And then like, I'll meet up with the guys. We'll get dressed and we'll, you know, beastie out, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And bro, I didn't have a room.
You guys are at a Motel 6?
So I'm stressed out. No, it's like at a Marriott in Long Beach, but it's like, bro, like, I was just, luckily, I mean, I was just bouncing around to different people's rooms here and there. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit, he doesn't like this story. He's like, you didn't have a room? Fuck this.
I think that's the sickness we're talking about.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We can keep running it then?
It's all good.
Or sorry, are we gonna...
Yeah, let's just go.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah.
Like, I wish he wasn't fucking feeling like that.
Oh, man, that sucks. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's pregnant.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's fake pregnancy.
He's lactating right now. Just let him do his thing.
Wait, so what did you have to do, bro? Did you have to just book something just real on some
So my brothers were there. One of my brothers, he tried to like book another room like across the street, and it was terrible, bro. It was a rinky dinky, fucking smelled like an ashtray. Fucking ashtray. And I was like, man, there's mosquitoes inside the room. Like, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
So we're like, now we gotta bounce. And luckily, like one of my future sister-in-laws at the time, right? She was just like, use my room. Like, I'm in the suite with your future wife.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, you could have told me this way. No, you know, like, so yeah, I was in there. We got a bunch of photo shoots, you know, like we did some things with my kids and like, you know, a lot of nice cute little pictures. And then I got married, man.
What was your favorite part of it?
Getting drunk. No.
Just be scared. I can't even remember.
Obviously, like, the ceremony was nice, but a lot of it was like the speeches. Mm. And we were one of those weddings, bro. We were one of those fucking weddings where the speeches ran way too long.
Oh, low key.
Like, I mean, it's nice, but you know, people are there. Like, they're kind of like, okay,
the food.
Like, I want to like. Yeah,
but hungry. Like Beto said earlier, though, like, you guys had just killer after killer going up there. It's like,
yeah,
bro, I was listening to speeches all day. You know?
Yeah.
But the way I chopped it up, so it's like, dude, it's maybe about an hour and a half of speeches.
Fuck, that is kind of long.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's pretty long.
That's it's like Oppenheimer, low-key.
Yeah. You just did a fucking podcast.
Press pause and you come back, yeah.
I think the way you have to do it like that is after each speech, you go, all right, let's have a toast. After each speech, and then you know you get it.
Everyone go to the bar, grab a drink real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think if I was to go back and change something, it would have been like the speeches.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like. But at the end of the day, I'm like, bro, I'm so glad I got my boys to talk. My brothers, you know, her parents, her grooms, you know, her groom's girl. What do they call them? Bridesmaids? Groom's girls. they were in suits too. But dude, like, it was nice. But then you could tell, like, you can kind of feel the tension. And like, everyone was just kind of... And me and my girl, we were hungry too. I don't know if like you saw, but we had like our chicken there. And then like the guy was like, all right, we're going to start with the speeches. And we're like...
Huh?
I don't want to seem rude, you know. Like, I remember that. Yeah. So we left our food there, and the entire time, like, our faces are like, right? Like, bro, we're just smiling because you know we're being filmed. Like, you don't want one moment where you're like, hurry up.
Yeah.
You know. So it was nice. It was nice, bro. But yeah, that would have been something we should have planned out a little bit.
And her, she's just like, like, just stress-free afterwards. We told everybody like
a minute or two, but everyone kind of like, they started speaking from their hearts. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And
But that's what you want, I guess. You know, and in hindsight, you're looking at it like, yeah, that might have been like a little too much, but at the same time, you're like, but that's everybody I wanted to talk at my wedding, speaking great things about our relationship. Mm-hmm, you know? So it's like,
did at any point did you get like worried, like, oh, maybe somebody might get a little too drunk and just start saying nonsense?
No.
Okay, that's good. Because sometimes I worry about that. And I'm like, I think I'm going to set some ground rules for like, you know, my bestest of friends to be like, hey, look,
I did.
You can get fucked up, but just wait until after the speeches. You know?
Yeah. I did say one thing. I was just kind of like, look, man, if you guys are going to talk about like exes, like just kind of keep it tasteful. Like, don't run off too much about exes.
And that's the first thing Ricky Shucks brought up.
Yeah, he brought it up. Yeah. He says, like, I was going to make a bunch of jokes about your exes and how, like, whatever, you know? And he's like, but no one else did that, so I'll keep it fine, you know?
Yeah.
But thank you guys. Well, thanks for watching it, man.
Yeah, bro.
Are you okay, Papa?
Bro, give him some of your chili sauce, bro. That should have helped.
I know, man. Oh, actually.
Yeah, no, that should have gone right through me.
Oh, to take out all the bad.
Even more.
Take out all the bad, fool.
It has antibiotics and probiotics, bro.
Yeah, probiotics and antibiotics.
One of the clips that I really like was just like, because you always hear about like weddings are like, oh, we don't allow kids. But
I was going to ask that.
It was just cool to see like you guys were on the dance floor and then your little kids were just running all over the place, just having a blast.
That was our only rule, like no kids. But we allowed our kids,
of
obviously,
because
they were in the ceremony. My sister-in-law's kids, really cute kids, so it was two of them. And then like that was it. Mm-hmm. But we did notice that like someone on her side of the family had brought like two of their kids, and we're like,
that's low key.
Disrespectful.
No shade. I was gonna say disrespectful.
Hella shade. I'll throw it for you. Yeah. I don't care. I'll say, I don't know him. What? Yeah, shit happened.
Go ahead.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I never understood that.
Everything
though.
Everything he wanted to say.
I've had friends.
About to come out through you.
Because I fucking have friends. Not you guys. Not you guys.
We don't have kids, bro.
No, but I have friends. No, they do. Not that, but they do the thing where they invite somebody else to someone else's thing, and there's like barely a correlation between you and that other person.
Another dynamic.
So their kids threw off the whole fucking dynamic, bro. That kind of just ruined it.
Yeah,
he's more pissed.
Later on, I heard, you don't have to keep this in the pod, but later on, I heard, dude, like,
I'm like, who the fuck you think you are, bro? Like, wait, actually,
maybe.
Just messages later.
I'll text you. But dude. To have the audacity to fucking tell us, like, I mean, I heard it. We were talking about it.
You know what? Here's what we're going to do.
I was so pissed.
We're cutting it back in now.
Yeah. And guess what? I killed that for now. No. No, but it was definitely one of those things to hear and be like, motherfucker, like, bro. I'm like, oh, my one kid. I'm like, bro, first of all, we have two.
Yeah.
Second, like, we're up on stage, like, you know, grandparents are and everyone else is in charge of my little ones, and they're three, you know? So, like, at the time, like, so. You.
That's weird.
That is weird behavior.
Yeah.
Did you make like a conscious choice to like not drink up until a certain point, or were you just like guns ablaze right off the rip?
Well, definitely not throughout the day, because you know I'm fucking stressed. I don't have a room.
Yeah.
You know, just drinking.
I'm out on my wedding day. I'm by the whole, in the lobby, brushing my teeth in the bathroom. Fuck, what was the question,
bro? Like, did you like chill out on the drinking?
Bro, like, so after everything was settled and it was like 30 minutes before we were gonna start the ceremony and drive over to the from the hotel to the venue, I finally met up with my boys. We were downstairs, you know, they had like a little bar right there, and then they're like, bro, don't stress, you're good dog. He's like, I got you a shot. Him and Josh, like, my boy Josh got me a shot. Fat ass fucking shot too.
Relax. Like,
it's light. It's just nothing, a double.
Dog. Yeah, bro, it was fucking. They handed me the shot, and I was just like, oh.
He calls his girl. Where the fuck is my room?
Yeah. Well, here's another thing, dude. Is like she didn't. We found out all this shit like the next day. She was like, you didn't know this, but like when I found out. You didn't have a room. Like, I locked myself in the bathroom.
Aww.
And all like my mom and everybody like, get out, it's okay. Mom, like, I didn't fucking get him. I thought I got him a room. And I was like, oh shit, this is like in the movies, yeah, man.
Fuck. I would have played the victim card so bad, bro. I that's okay. I guess you just really don't want to marry me.
Listen, I was angry during the time, but like I kept, my message for, I was like, what the fuck? Why the fuck wouldn't she fuck? And then like, her sister would come down. She's like, we're so sorry about him. Just, tell her I'm okay. Like, I don't want her to stress. Yeah. Tell her I'm still meeting her at that altar, okay? She walked away, I'm like, fucking.
Leaving.
Cut that out. No, I was kidding.
Get that.
What were the parameters for like the
parameters?
Yeah, fool. I'm trying to extend my vocabulary.
That's the thing about you, bro. One pineapple modelo, bro. You fucking vocabulary.
I just turned into a genius. But like, what was the diameter?
What was the word I just used?
What's the cansameters full of like
cansameters
of being like of the invite list? Were you like, all right, let's keep this shit fucking small.
Oh, for real.
Like, we're gonna be like, fuck as many people as we can fit, or were you like, I'm not really fucking with these people. They could stay at home, you know.
It depends whose card you're using. What kind or mine?
Yeah, like, cause what kind of mode you get into? Cause me and my girl have talked about when we get married and shit, and talked about like we want to keep it like kind of small. We don't want to have too many people there.
Oh, for sure. Because you don't have to invite me.
Bro. No, yeah,
you're good.
That's fine. You're gonna be sick
anyway.
You already
voted yourself out. Oh.
You're sick anyway. So
no, you're sick, dude. You can't.
So in our heads, we're like, all right, like, could we think about it? All the people that we'd invite, and then how many people like really actually know us, like,
true,
to that intimate level, you know.
Yeah.
So what were like the parameters for you? See, I used it again.
Yeah, right. Brought it right back.
I like
Man, in hindsight, sometimes I'm like, we should have just done like a vacation something spot.
Yeah,
and then if people can make it, they can make it. If not, then
just fuck it, Iceland.
Go to Iceland, go to Antarctica. Yeah, like in 23 hours of daylight. But it's like, to me, me and her, we had talked about like, let's go big. And then we're like, well, how many people? Like, she's like, I'll make a list of people I want to invite, and you make a list. And bro, we came together and we're like 300. I was like, fuck no.
You're just like, your girl's like on your list and shit, just like taking off people, your mom's.
And that's without the plus one. And we're like, fuck that. Real. So I was like, all right, I don't talk to this person. I barely talk to her. I barely talk to him. Like, he's like, he can go fuck himself. Like, you know, there's just little things that you.
And that gets murky too, because you're like, I don't want to ruffle no feathers.
Yeah, bro. And
you're going to.
Yeah. I remember you called me that day. You're like, hey, bro, I think I'm going to just cross off my girl's mom off the list. I was like, nah, bro, it's okay. I just won't go, bro. Just keep her on the list. Yeah, that's
true. Humble king right there.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Shout out to Beto for letting your mom go.
Yeah.
That's really tight.
I remember that call. Yeah. But I mean, dude, you're gonna hurt some feelings. You're gonna hurt some people. And
so y'all can't make it, but
dude,
you know, after party at Chirps,
he yawns
at the bar.
Oh dude, who's really that offended though? Like, if you don't, I guess some people would, huh? But like, that's just another. Like, if it's just like a acquaintance,
you can meet us at Buffalo Wild Wings after.
I feel invited. Like the only people that get offended are the people that haven't gotten married or had a wedding like that yet.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's so pricey, bro. It's like $70 sometimes a plate, depending on like what food items you choose.
Yeah.
Like you're paying for the venue, but like you're mostly paying for those plates.
Sometimes the budget changes.
Oh, bro, at the end, it's not the same. Yeah. You're like, you should be, so the deposits is at the end, we'll let you know.
Yeah. And then you have open bar.
and then you make the decision, do you want to keep it open bar? Everyone gets fucked up.
You gotta close the tab.
Turn it into cash, you know, like a cash bar, like after 2 hours.
Yeah. To the married life, fool.
To the married life, fool.
To the married life. But nah, anyways, man.
Congrats on your wedding, bro. That was
thank you, bro.
It was beautiful too.
That was
thanks,
beautiful.
Man. I'm in debt.
Aren't we all though,
bro? I got a good idea for you to get out of debt, bro.
Oh, thank you, bro.
More Cholo Adventure videos, bro.
Crazy.
I thought you were gonna put me on a pyramid scheme right now, fool. Yeah. Like, I'm selling these vitamins.
Are you interested in Primark?
Have you heard of Herbalife?
Yeah. I got, that's just legit, bro.
I'm listening.
I got offices in Rancho hiring right now. If you're interested, after the pod, we can talk about it.
All right, we'll talk.
But I know your new business venture.
Yeah, man. So I got a chili oil. It's like a salsa matcha.
That's right.
Aceite de chile, and it's like bro, it's so bomb. Like I'm not just talking.
I want to try it now because
I wish I brought some, but I had run low. The inventory was low.
He's like, we just sold out.
Bro, we're like, we're constantly,
you know,
wait till 2025.
Pre-order now.
Yeah, we can wait.
Yeah.
But no, no, I'll really send you guys some. I see you guys got the Yo Sabo. Shout out to them.
Shout out the homies. Yeah.
But chili oil, bro. Like, I love putting hot shit, you know, on my food. You can put it on your eggs, your chicken, your rice. Like, you know, the chili oil you would get like at a Chinese food spot. Like,
yeah.
But it's like a thicker consistency. And
like that PF Chang's.
Yes, sir. And it, bro, you pour it on all your stuff. We had like a super hot one, like a mediana, and then like another one with honey in it. And there's a meter in the back. It's like a sock. Like the higher the sock is, the hotter it is.
Down to the food.
The down is full, the OG full, and the sweet full. So
yeah,
thehousefood.com if you guys want to check it out. You
know? Sure. Right?
But I'll send you guys some. But that venture, that was interesting, man, because I was shooting these Cholo Housewife videos in Pomona, in P-Town. And I was out there at my homie's house, and like he was just like, we were shooting these videos together. He was like kind of like just like directing them and shooting them. And he had another homie that was randomly like showing up and helping. And I was like, oh, he's like, he's my neighbor. I'm like, okay, cool. On one of the shoot days, he shows up with like a chili and he's just like, hey, bro, can you take a picture with this? And I was just like, yeah, for sure, bro. And I went, my fucking face is on it.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's just like, oh, he didn't tell you? Like, bro, this makes this awkward. Like,
dude, yeah, worldwide like, shipping
tell
now.
Tell me what? He's like, well, let's just get the photo. I'm like, and then like I went back and I tried it, and then I was just like, bro, this shit's pretty fucking fire.
Dang.
I was like, keep my face on it.
Oh yeah. But how hot is like, are you like balls to the walls with that shit? Like,
it's like, not like ghost pepper, like,
okay,
you know, that
okay,
chip
I'm about to
hot.
Say, bro,
it's like,
like if, where you can't enjoy the food no more.
Yeah.
Like you just,
yeah, like if it has Asian letters on
repress
it,
some memories.
Asian letters. Yeah, because I don't know, because I want to be
Mexican letters.
Yeah,
as racist.
If you got it off Shein,
because yeah. What if I say Chinese and it's like Japanese, bro? I'm gonna keep it safe and say Asian.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out Panda Express.
Yeah, I stay away from that though. That was the point.
Oh yeah. You don't do spicy?
No, I love spicy.
Oh, okay,
bro.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They, but he doesn't.
Fuck.
He's not that.
Yeah.
Bro,
I'll take the baby one though.
Okay, I got you.
Well, how hot is the baby one though? On your by your.
Do you have one with the ankle socks?
We have no shows.
Just barefoot. Yeah. We have like the small ones. Yeah, that's when we get down to water, bro. It's just very water based.
It's funny. I saw your the mukbang you did with your boy Alex, and when you were making him try it. And he says he doesn't do spice.
He doesn't do spice, bro. So the fact that he did it, I was like, I was even shocked. I was like, bro, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. He's like, fuck it, fool. I ain't no bitch. I was like,
support.
support the homies.
Yeah. But yeah, he took it down.
Nah, he did. Yeah. That's a real ass homie right there.
He was crying. He was like burning and he's dying a little bit.
Tell us a little bit about the tour, bro, that you got coming up.
So we're tapping into stand-up, man. You know, I did it a couple times in Pico Rivera. They do like this AV 26 thing, and they started getting like a stage on the side. And
how'd you like that experience?
It was cool. I liked it. Paul Rodriguez was like the headliner, and
something light,
some chill.
Something
like, you ever heard of him?
yeah.
Up and coming.
He's he's just starting off. I give him a few tips. Yeah. I let him be the main guy. Whatever.
You know what you could do better? Just you're in the backstage.
Hey, you know what would be funny if you did. I like that joke, but you know what?
You want to get the fuck out of here.
My son's a skater, bitch. Yeah. Nah, but it was a cool experience. Very like, bro, I was so fucking nervous. But
yeah, I bet.
Whenever the dude told me, he's like, I was like, how many people were there? Like 600? Because it was outdoors. Mm-hmm. He was like, nah, bro, we had like 1,000. I was like,
it's like your wedding, bro.
Yeah, I know. Almost.
And the plus ones.
So to do it out there and like to do my shit and feel like the confidence, I was like, all right, I could do this. And I can't watch some of myself tape sometimes. I cringe at myself a lot, bro. Like, I'm always just like, that was stupid. That was dumb. But then you work on it, you know?
Right.
I've always been like that actually with my videos.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate all my videos, dude.
Really?
Like, I love a lot of them, you know? Like, but there's some that I'm like, ugh, could have done that better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's something that we all go through, like, where we critique ourselves, you know? Yeah. Especially when you put a lot of your time into something.
Right.
Versus half, you know? When it's like little things, like, so whatever.
Yeah.
But.
You're a perfectionist.
Yeah, yeah. And so stand-up is now one of those type of things where it's like, all right, I can be funny in a sketch, but can I be funny live? Can I just be, let me write up a good joke story and then get to an ending where, you know, people are laughing and sharing that experience with people, you know? Mm-hmm. So, we're doing it all of April. We're going to be in Oxnard. We're going to be in Levity Live, Oxnard. We're going to be at the Bicycle Casino Ball Gardens. It's all April 6th, 7th. And, Ontario, we're gonna be in Bellflower. So, bro, yeah, we got a good list of shows. San Diego's coming soon, and Long Beach, and
sick.
Yeah, man, it's a scary experience, but it's fun once you get up there and you get that first laugh. You're like, all right.
We what makes it scary for you? Because sometimes what's scary to like, the reasons why other people are scared aren't the same reasons as other people, you know?
Bombing.
Well, that's pretty universal.
That's pretty universal.
You know what? I think you covered the basics.
I think it's just that. Like, what else could it be? Just like, I have a moco hanging out of my nose. Like, I don't know. Like, it's the most common one.
He's got to take the approach that Bill Burr takes. He's like, he refuses to bomb.
I love Bill Burr, bro. And you probably heard me say that. I don't know if you heard me say that, but like, dude, like, yeah, he was out in Philadelphia. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, there was a lineup of like stand up comedians, and they were like booing all of them, like the whole city. I think it was Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And yeah, for Bill Burr to come out and be like, fuck you guys, fuck your fucking bell, fucking shit, you're fucking here. And like, dude, I was like, oh, he won them over that night.
Yeah, you have a statue of a fake boxer. That
Rocky.
Rocky.
Like, bro, that's all you fucking have.
Savage, bro.
That's funny.
When he started getting into his I hope bag, I was like, oh, that's a different level of savage.
I've heard interviews when they ask him like, oh, like how, because they're like, that's the set that made you famous, you know? It was like your first big break.
It was
like, he's like, I fucking hate that set, like he just hates it. I'm like, that's funny how that works sometimes.
Well, because you can tell he was like really angry.
100%.
But sometimes whenever people see like the real you, like they gravitate more towards it. That's why I talk about like Mijito, like Alex is like a very real person, so whenever people meet him, like they like him really like a lot right away. You know, and I've given him his roses when I tell him that. I'm like, dude, like you're a raw person, you know?
Yeah, we told him the same thing when he came out. We're like, bro, like you were just right off of a rip, like just telling us, like he was just so vulnerable.
He's very complimentary. He's very sweet.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the podcast, but like back then, like when Alex would talk to girls, bro, I'm gonna borrow your hand.
Achingao.
I'm gonna borrow your hand.
They're lovers.
He would meet girls, like, you know, I'd meet a girl. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you, right?
Yeah.
You remember earlier? Right? You know, say hi, you know? Mm-hmm. But with Alex, like, he kind of has this thing where he's just like, yeah, how you doing?
Oh, dude. Waterfalls.
Waterfalls, bro. Good luck walking.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
It's a slip and slide up. But
I would give it 10 minutes if you're going to.
Yeah, I'd give it to him.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, like, that was just something about Alex. Like, he's always in the moment. And it's something like, I've learned from him too.
You know? I was going to ask you, how does that, like, are you that much different, do you think, in your own head at least? Or do you think you're...
I think I'm damn. describe yourself.
Yeah, bro, what are the parameters?
What are your parameters?
What are five good bullet points about you?
I'm fake pregnant.
Hi. Two truths and a lie.
Yeah, two truths and a lie. Try to figure it out, bitch. I'm a size 10 and a half. And I woke up with my hair like this.
Platypus feet over here.
I was like, fool, this isn't even my leg.
You're putting your dick in your shoes, crazy.
Putting my dick in my sock.
Perrito.
We're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. But myself, like, I think I carry myself in a way that's like, I try to be very respectful, but if people are disrespectful, like, I'll turn it on, actually. Like, if I feel like I'm like, okay, like, I'm actually, I've been trying to work on this, but I'm kind of like vindictive sometimes.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So if someone does something to me, like, I kind of want to do it right back to them. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's like the humor that I have inside of me, where it's kind of like if someone throws a jab, like, I'm a swing too. We're at. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Just quick little scan and got it. All right.
Yeah.
You know, I try to focus that way. And I feel like that's kind of always been my thing. And it's been my guard because like, that's how I was with my primos. That's how I was with like those fucking homies. Like they were always just shit talking. So
you
learning
be quick,
that. Yeah, you got to like, be quick, fuck. You know? So I feel like I have a very nice approach. I'm very, very sweet to people. I can be very nice. But I feel like as soon as you start making certain jokes, I'm like, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So I have that approach. And I feel like maybe in comparison to Alex, he's just too sweet. Like he'll laugh. Yeah. But if you go mad, Alex, Alex has some good shit too, you know? Like he's a funny dude.
Yeah, you guys started the podcast, the Homies Assemble, right?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit's fucking first episode, like 2 minutes in, I'm already fucking cracking up. But yeah, that's another thing too, where you said like Tim is very confident. But I think all of you guys are really confident. I mean, it's not any type group of homies. I mean, you can say almost every group of homies does act pretty gay with each other. You know, like they do some gay shit. But to be naked around each other and like show each other you guys' dicks is
Yeah.
Another level of confidence.
Here's the thing that I talked about with, sorry.
No, go ahead.
You do it and you guys are friends, but I do. I
canceled over this shit. Chill, you want to bring it back?
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck canceled. Yeah. When Peter storytells, and this is something I told Peter, my boy Peter, he storytells and he gets really into shit. So he's like, bro, you fucking kidding me? Like, bro, the amount of times we've seen each other's dicks is ridiculous. And you know, we'll laugh. We're like, yeah. But also it was like, yo, we weren't like dicks out hanging out
every day.
Like it was like we had an object in front of our shit, and like what he was trying to say was like you can kind of see sometimes side glance of dick and shit like that. And so, but that's like Peter's storytelling. He's very big. He's like, he speaks a lot with his voice, you know, he projects with his parameters and shit.
That's what you need in today's clip world though.
Yeah,
you know?
Bro, he's like a
walking clip.
Bro, he really is.
Nice. He should just have a camera.
Makes his jokes. He's like, clip that. Yeah, he's a funny dude.
Yeah, he's. Well, now that you're in the comedy space, bro. Like, was that kind of when you got into it? Did you go into that knowing like, oh, I'm gonna get my homies into this too? Because I feel like that's kind of how it's all going down right now.
Yeah, I mean, I went to my homie PK. He had like this Asian dude. He started collaborations like on YouTube, which was like a lot of like talent shows, basically, right? And so did you ever see like that one video, like the little like robotic kid that like he like falls all the way down to the bottom?
Oh yeah.
That was PK's show. PK had like a show recently, like about a year ago, and he was like, hey, come out to the comedy show, bro. Like I got you on some tickets. Like, come through, bro, we would love to see you there. I was like, for sure. I took my boy Peter. And I had already done stand-up, right? A couple times over, like, at Pico.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let me see what they got. And I saw, like, the lineup. A lot of funny people went up, you know. And me and Peter, like, kind of, like, looked at each other, and we were like,
these fools suck.
Nah.
We could do better.
No, they were good. They were good. There was sometimes, some of the people, it's like the first time going up. And I was like, not bad for like the first time, you know?
Yeah.
But like me and Peter, I was looking, I'm like, bro, we could do this. Like we could do this. And so I'm like, oh, I talked to PK about it. And I was just like, yo, bro, like we can pack a spot like this.
Hell yeah.
And he goes, okay. And bro, he just, he like lined up all the shows for us.
Went to work.
Damn, that's tight.
So we got that. And then we started talking to Mijito, and we're like, bro, you want to do like 5 minutes at our first, like in Covina? We're going to be doing a show there. Mm-hmm. And Alex was like, so listo, let's go. So he had a story. He did it. He killed it. After that, like PK was like, all right, I'm going to set up a whole tour for you guys. Let's do it. And so I was like, cool.
Damn. So, that's tight.
No, thanks, man.
Yeah, friends that believe in you.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yeah, that's tight. So I actually had a question surrounding that, actually. Mm.
That's enfermito. You can see it in his eye.
Hey, I'm here for it though.
You look like Bella right now.
Thanks for not. Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I show up. He's like, hey, bro, it's canceled, bro. I can't.
Yeah. It's raining.
It's not
I'm gloomy.
Yeah.
It's gloomy outside. No.
Gloomy?
All your friends. Yeah, that's a big word, huh, for you. All your friends are never shy to say how much like you inspire them. You know, like, oh, yes, yeah, Eric's this, Eric's that.
I'm an asshole, bro.
No. I believe it.
No.
But one thing that I wanted to hear from you was, you know, when Josh Leyva moved in with you, he actually started to spark that love again for YouTube, you know?
Oh, for me.
For yourself, you know, where like he saw you as an inspiration, then he got to live with you, and then you're probably on the decline or something in the sense of like, I've achieved so much, right? Yeah, mentally, like I've achieved so much already.
Yeah.
And then, like being around someone like that, that's so inspired and ready to go. Like, how important is that to have people like that?
It's super important to have friends that do the same shit you do or fuck with the things you do. That's why I say it's you got to keep your circle close. You got to keep, you know, like minds around you or people that are like have better things than you do. You know, like. There could be things like with Josh, like he had this charisma to him, dude. And so like when he became my roommate, he was like, dude, like the YouTube shit, blah, blah. Like, bro, he was my hype man. When I hit 1 million, like on the Super Eagle channel, like I remember he was like, he walked into my room fucking shirtless with this buff ass. And he's just like, dude, you're the fucking man, bro. You just hit 1 million, dude. I was like, nah, it's because of you guys, like my friends. I feel like everybody's like, nah, fuck that, dude. It's because of you, bro. And I'm just like, I appreciate you, man. But like, yeah, you know, like I wouldn't be anywhere without like Alex, Peter, Tim, like all my friends, bro. Like it all kind of came together. And for someone like him to reignite that, you know, because he had his own channel going, mm-hmm, and he was just like, hey man, so what do you do with like your thumbnails? Like, hey, how do you focus on like hashtags? Or like, I had this idea, and then like we'd go back and forth and we enhance it, you know. Mm-hmm. And that meant so much to him. Like it meant a lot. And I was just over here kind of just giving like my knowledge. I'm just like, yeah. And so, but it fired me back up. It was just kind of like, okay, you know what, like I'm gonna keep doing the YouTube. And people on YouTube didn't know that I was gonna stop doing YouTube. Like this was back in 2012-ish, 2013, I don't know, you know? And I was just kind of like, maybe I'm over it now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that kind of fired me back up. I saw some of the skits that he was doing. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fun. Oh, well, that's funny. Huh. Okay, I can do something similar, or I can, you know, like it ignites you, man. Mm-hmm. And you need like-minded people like that. You need people like that that impress you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Or if not, then, you know, try to share whatever it is that you can with other people that want to get to a certain level, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've always loved to do, because I think when I was a kid, going back to whatever you were saying, like people making fun of you or blah blah blah, like
parameters.
Yeah. Yeah, parameters.
Yeah,
it's when I see other people wanting to start something, and if they're passionate enough, I'm like, hey man, you could do this. Like you can, if you really like set your mind to it, stay consistent with it, dot 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 dot. And you never know how much somebody needs to hear that. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes people are right at the edge of right about to give up.
Yeah.
You know, or for me, like thinking like, okay, I had a couple bangers here and there, like that's cool. I was like, but for what? Yeah. But having someone like Josh come in, like it really just like fired me back up and be like, no, go back to the other goals that you had up here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, he put a little lifeline back into me.
Yeah, it's beautiful the way you talk. Like I said, like I listened to, I mean, we had the privilege to have Alex here. I've listened to La Platica, and I've listened to like a lot of your friends just talk on other podcasts.
Fuck those guys, all of them.
That's why I brought you here, so you can say that.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Clip that.
It's that your PD flow shit. Clip it.
You want another one?
I mean, if you're offering.
Yeah, I'll take another one.
But yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And that's why I'm the same way with what my boys here, everybody here. Mm-hmm. Like, we all work pretty hard, and I like you never want to feel like you're slacking the most in the group.
Yeah.
You know, so I really, it's really inspiring.
Yeah,
it's
cool. Sure.
It feels like we're doing the right things, because we know we're on the come up right now.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It's like when I hear you talk and them talk, it's like, oh, it's the same thing. Like it's absolutely very important to have like a
quote. Yeah, but we're on the come up. Have you heard of us or what?
Yes.
Have you heard of us or what?
Yes.
Nah, it's honestly, bro, for real, like, I don't know if you feel it, but it's like an honor to like even have the chance to just talk to you, because
thanks, man.
It's, bro, you did shit. I mean, we told Alex the same thing. It was like, you guys were the pioneers of this shit, you know? And he doesn't, like, he says, I remember he was like, nah, I don't feel like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, but yeah, you guys were, though. Like, I told him the same. I was like, bro, do you realize that like a lot of the content that exists today on like Instagram and TikTok and stuff, it's like, I wouldn't, maybe not bitten off of you guys. I mean, I would say that, but it is inspired from your guys' the way you guys approach comedy at that time. Like it was not being done in the internet. Like it was literally the birth of YouTube, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, yeah, like I said, it's a privilege to even have you here and just like try to pick your brain at shit.
I don't even think we do what we're doing right now if it wasn't for these foods, honestly.
Yeah,
like I don't think we do this.
Yeah, we owe everything to you, bro.
Yeah, this is all you actually want a stake in our stock.
Hey sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey sharks.
So I'm pitching you guys
my scrub daddy. I appreciate that, man. That's it feels weird because there's like a responsibility aspect to it, like kind of like, oh shit. But also like,
yeah, can you watch my kid?
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah,
you're kind of like a father figure to a lot of people.
Yeah, and the irony is like I didn't really have my father, you know, growing up.
The runway's that way.
Yeah, the runway that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the podcast, yeah. Well, watch.
We follow you with the camera on some Mari shit. go!
I might take that idea and take it to our podcast. Means, actually,
man, bring out the olives.
Like you are. Not you have not a father. What? You don't have a father.
Just my slow ass take off.
Damn, your knees are in shambles, mate.
My pivot foot.
No, yeah, but to add what Gazelle was saying, it's you know, like growing up as a first generation, maybe even a second generation, But growing up as a first generation, and especially like me being the oldest brother, not really having like many older people that can maybe relate to me, and then boom, Super Ego drops a video, Cholo Adventures, or you know, you're Mexican if it's like, dude, like it had like my whole generation, the generation above me, the generation below me, like in a chokehold, like, oh, they dropped again. And it's like, always, you always knew it was last, you know, it was always like, you always knew you were going to relate and you always knew it was going to laugh. Like it has such a like impact on all our childhoods.
All of ours. Yeah. Cause like, I don't know how.
I'm also weird with compliments. So
yeah, no, you're good.
If you guys don't see anything and anyone in the comments, and like he's like, he looks like he didn't fucking care. Like, it means a lot, but I'm always like,
yeah.
It's fair though.
Like a dog, like like when you're paying him saying good boy. So, anyways, yeah. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. All I was saying is like, I don't know how your analytics were working back in the day, but during Christmas when we got with family, like our at least for my family, our favorite thing to do was like to pick your favorite videos and show it. Which it's crazy.
That's sweet, dude.
All my cousins, we all watched you, so like there's no phones like that to like send like, oh look, check this out. So we got together around the computer. And then, like, even here with my sister, I think she's gonna.
You made it sound like a 1920s, like, radio broadcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We all gathered around the telly.
Yeah. But yeah, me and my fucking sister.
There was nothing else on. There was only three channels, see?
Me and my sister were over here in this fucking room when we had the computer room and shit. Yeah. And we're over here watching your videos, like, down here, right behind this wall, bro. Yeah. And my parents were divorcing upstairs. That shit was fucking crazy.
He just parked upstairs in different rooms. He just parked up another memory, too, when. Yeah. My aunt was getting married, bro, and you guys dropped the You Know You're Mexican If like part 7 or something like that. And we're at the wedding, all the cousins gathered up on one phone just to watch that shit. You know, like that's how much of an impact you guys had, you know?
Man, that's fucking cool. Yeah. Back then it was like a lot of story like sharing, even when like Instagram popped up. Like people were recording their like family members like, you know you're Mexican if like you're watching the videos, blah blah blah. And they'd send me that and I was like, oh man, thank you. Appreciate that. Why aren't you guys still watching now? Like,
I'm still watching.
but the fact that people have like dropped comments like, bro, I literally seen this guy when I was 12. I'm 32 now. I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn.
The math's not math. The math is not math. But yeah, bro, it's dope. It's an honor. Like, and bro, it all started with us just having fun. It all started with us picking up a camera and having to deal with my mom a little bit, like, you know, I don't really want you doing this. Like, go get me a college degree. I got an AA, and I was just like,
Good enough.
And what? I'm like, political and science?
Pottery.
Pottery. Are you proud of me?
Fucking molcajete right now.
Radio, television? I don't know. That was just.
¿Quién sabe?
And you really can't argue against it that, like, you guys were purely doing it for, like, the fun and just. Because, like, at that time, there was no monetization.
It took a while for monetization to happen. Yeah,
it was like you guys were doing it for the love of the game. And it's just
the fact that later on, like, you know, you were able to get paid, you were like, for doing this shit?
Yeah.
So it almost made sense, like whenever people would say, find something you love to do and you won't work a day in your life. And when that incentive came in, I was like, I get it now. You know, and so I was like, you stick to something and if you're passionate about it, you know, and enough people are, you know, fucking with it. And like the way it worked is like you had to put it up and get views, you know? And at the time, like we were doing pretty good with that. So to get paid off of it and doing something you love, like it was fucking tight, you know?
Now
I just do brand deals and I sold out for.
Hey, bro, you're a dad.
Like a NASCAR driver. Yeah.
Same here, bro.
You're a dad with twins, bro. Come on. No. You got to get that money somehow.
Back then, bro, it was like frowned upon.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Hugely.
You got a brand deal.
Oh, you fucking sold out.
Yeah.
You fucking knew it, bro. You're not all about Raza no more, bro. You're just going to fucking do it for the money. And I'm just
I remember because I used to type that shit.
I used to type it.
What the fuck, Eagle? You sold out, bro.
Used to inspire me.
You're like, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, bro. I'll delete that comment. But dude, yeah, I remember that. And then like now it's fucking praised. Like today, 100%. She's like, get that bag, bro. Fuck yeah, dog. I see you up there, doggy. Like, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
What was that energy? But I think people like, you know, they're trying to understand. I think they thought selling out meant like you're leaving what you do already. I was like, nah, bro, I'm only getting money for more production.
Yeah.
I'm able to shoot other shit, you know?
Get reinvested into the
better
equipment. Right. Yeah.
Invest it. Yeah. Fake pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that like that spark you had in the beginning, like you're getting it now through this like comedy stand-up comedy
realm? Yeah, because it's a challenge, and like I said, it's scary. But also, like, I've had a very, like, Bill Burr kind of mindset. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck these people. If they don't laugh, like, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah. Like, because you obviously know what's funny.
Up. Like, no. You know, yeah, I mean, I like to think so, yeah. But.
Can't have a bad time if you don't remember it.
Like, right. Just what are you talking about, bro?
Just plastered up there.
Yeah. It's like, I zoomed through that shit. I was like, yeah. I got in the, yeah. Fast forward to the future, bro.
Yeah.
I blacked out. But for me to. To get up on stage and like kind of make jokes, like the mentality has to be very like a relationship with people in the audience. You can have your set. I think right now, like that's why it's so popular for like a Matt Rife. He's he's working the crowd, bro. And people love that.
Yeah.
People pay a little extra, right? A lot extra to sit in the front because he might pay attention to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's going to make a joke and blah, 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 you know, like, so seeing that, you know, I think it's dope, you know, and there's different types of stand up, and I want to be a part of it, you know, like I've been a part of it already and I want to keep trying it, and I've been ready for like even like heckle, like people trying to heckle you a little bit too, so
he's like,
fuck your statue. What statue? Fuck your statue. I'm just running here. Like, fuck Philadelphia. Like, what?
We're Fontana.
Put in my head, I'm like, yeah.
He fucking killed it.
Don't worry. We'll test you in Ontario. We're all going to be there.
Yeah,
we'll
show
be there,
up, bro.
So we'll all be there.
Show up. Hit me with one of your best heckles right now. Go.
I'll go ahead.
Hey, bro, you're cute as fuck, bro. Yeah. I'm going to fuck you right now, bitch. Meet me in the back.
Nah, bro, you sold out, bro. You sold out. Yeah.
You sold out. Wow, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing one. I was going along with it.
Yeah.
You actually just break down on stage.
You hit a soft spot for him.
Hey, that's why your girl didn't book you a room. He just starts crying. Yeah. I saw you on Ponte las pilas, bro. You didn't get a room. It's like, yeah. You got me there. I got a room back here now. Fuck you. Nah, but so would you guys ever think about doing like a stand-up type of routine? I think you're pretty funny. I think you guys are funny. Yeah. I think like you're just like you have like a you just say shit.
I'm just cynical.
You should try it one day, bro.
I know.
Yeah, he already has tried it.
So if someone was to say something to you on stage, I'm gonna give you a very common one, okay?
That bro, you probably hear a lot. Don't say racial slurs, please.
Please don't say not no
even,
racial slurs.
Not even.
We have ego on, bro.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know him best, so pretend like you guys are gonna heckle him. Like, lead us into a joke. You're on stage.
Yeah, so
shut up, your hair looks like shit.
Fuck! Your beard is ass.
One at a time, damn.
We just take out our day on him.
You're gonna be anything. That's why you fucked up college. What the fuck?
Shit.
Sorry, bro. I was holding that in for somebody else. Go.
Yeah.
Fuck. No. I put my whole day out on
you. No, he's tried it. But I want him to keep doing it because he's funny.
You're gonna end up.
Yeah, I mean I've done it once, but I mean I do want to. It was cool. It was definitely like it was euphoria, honestly. It was I'm like underwhelming it a little bit for you.
I'm not gonna lie, like I fucking killed
it. It was the best.
I killed that shit.
There's only two moments in my life that I could think where I were happier, and it was like when my girl was mad at me and she didn't want to talk to me. And when I did stand up, bro.
Yeah.
And I gotta be honest, it was a dream, bro. It really was a dream. And I wanna keep doing it. You know, right now fucking just work. It's fucking conflicting with with the schedule of like someone who would be doing an open mic or anything like that, but I want to get a better job so that way I can start doing that and start going into that
no, for lane. Sure, man. That
he's gonna offer you a spot in Ontario if you keep going.
It's crazy.
I got you, but you need someone.
This is an audition.
You need
right
someone
now,
to close. You need someone to close. I got you.
Close.
What's your guys? I don't really know. Like your guys, I know you guys have the podcast, but like for you guys, like what is it that you guys are passionate about?
This
like to do. Besides this, I mean,
women.
women.
Yeah. No, I just like
titties. Hundreds and fifties. Big ass titties.
What a movie.
I don't know. Yeah. I think I don't know. I enjoy this. I really do.
Yeah.
Just talking. Like the whole process of talking to people.
It's not when you're sick.
I'm
sorry.
Chiquito.
Michael, I just like not being sick. Mm. Yeah.
For me, it's hard to say because, I mean, I always liked the media realm, but. And this didn't exist a few years back, so like growing up I wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna be a podcaster and right, but I do like crazy, like I'm the one who's behind the cameras, like I just got a spot up here, just got lucky and shit, the CEO was like, hey, bro, get over here in the front. Like,
sorry, bro. I'm malito.
No, but usually I'm the one who runs the, like, I know all the technical shit, right? Like, that's like my first passion. Mm-hmm. But I also have a, like, I just like making people laugh too, you know, just having a good time. And then what better way than do it with your buddies? Like the way you guys said it too on the first episode of guys' podcast.
The Homies Assemble podcast?
The Homies Assemble podcast. Link below.
You can.
But it was like, you guys, you guys said it too, like,
you guys dubbed it. Ponte las pilas.
You guys said it too, though. Like, it's like, yeah, we want to do this because it's like a new avenue to explore, but you guys are also like, it's cool to like hang out with your homies, you know, because you guys
for sure
do that a lot less now.
Well, especially because there's like there's an audience for this too right here, you know. It feels like you're really kind of hanging out with groups, and that's why people I think look at it and go like, yeah, we could do that. We're fucking funny when we're like, bro, if some people would hear some of the stupid shit we talk about, like, like, we just record it, you know?
Yeah, and then they go on, they say the N-word, and you're like, okay, that's not going to last.
I got just an apology. We do not condone him from Lalo here's CEO. Sikio today.
That's hard.
You got a new name now.
I got a nickname.
Sikio.
Sikio Lalo.
I'm going to put that on my bio.
Sikio. Yeah. But. Yeah.
When you decided to start the podcast, though, like, did you go into it like because you're going into the comedy space, or did you already been thinking about it for a while?
He
was watching us and he was like, "Well, they could do it."
Yeah,
this guy. He was like,
"I have a wall just like that.
Yeah, we could pack this out." You know,
This was not inspired by you whatsoever. If that's what you think.
Okay, good, because I was gonna say the same bitch. I was on Pinterest one night. No. So we were looking at the same shit, bitch. No. My wife was actually the one. She goes, what do you think of this? And I was like, oh, yeah. Just fucking got some tape. And
I love the idea, too.
You guys had the same problem we had, where it kind of bled through the tape.
Yeah.
The,
zoom out.
This guy's hey, back up.
Zoom out.
But, bro. The podcast shit, like, it kind of all just fell into place. We had talked about it. I had talked to Peter, actually, because I wanted to do, like, my own solo podcast. And I still might do it. I still might do kind of like a
because I know you did one thing with your wife as well.
Yeah, we did one together, but it was called the Kids Are Asleep podcast. And we used to do the podcast when the kids were asleep. Mm-hmm. But then we were like running low on our battery, bro, because like that was the one time where we would actually get to rest. Mm. Oh, say we're over here like making content, like
editing.
What's crazy about parent life? And people were just like,
yeah, you used to have your swaddle on, yeah. on the shoulder,
fucking throw up all over. But dude, it's kind of all fell into place, and now that we're doing the comedy shit, you know, kind of like, okay, cool, people get to see us talk, interact, and then they get to share more of an experience, a more intimate experience, like up on the stage and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're well connected too, so you're gonna, I'm sure you guys are gonna have, I'm not sure if you're gonna have guests in the future, but
yeah I would definitely pull out my Rolodex.
So many parameters.
Hella parameters full. Yeah. But yeah, no, I definitely would like to kind of
Say less, we're there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
crazy.
I'm saying less. I'm not trying to give away all my ideas. I'm like my podcast. Yeah, like we do it upside down. We're hanging from the ceiling like vampires. It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, man.
Today we have a new guest. No, he's fucking.
Yeah. Oh man, this is like a dream come true.
Okay.
Wow, he didn't even acknowledge what you said. Wow, what an asshole. Is this fun? Tell him in comments.
Yeah.
Wait, what was my dog name? No, I mean, what am I supposed to say to that? Like, let me tell you right now, dude. This is a dream come true just to be in front of you, right?
Dude,
now.
It's you know what? We worked so hard to get here. We worked so hard to get here, and to be acknowledged, like
fake.
That, it's amazing.
Fake. He's like, and the amount of times that I actually say that on a daily basis, like, I've mastered it.
You know? Yeah. It's a words of affirmation.
But thank you, bro.
You're welcome.
He's like, it wasn't about you. Like, it wasn't about you, by the way. I didn't get to finish my sentences. Imagine if he's like, dude, this is a dream.
Yeah.
Like, I really like this piña. Like, piña modelo. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, and you too, bro. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Come along, afterthought.
Come along, you.
Fuck.
That's right.
Vampire.
I wanted to talk a little bit before we get out of here. I know we're taking up a little bit of your time. But
he just has twins at home. He's good.
I know. They're with
they're grandma right now. So
yeah, grandma.
I'm cool, bro. I'm chilling, bro. Let's shoot two of these.
Crazy.
Yeah, let's go to TJ and get a real party. Happy Easter.
No, well, you alluded to it earlier though, but you said that your lady was the one who got you back into your spiritual journey.
What'd you say about my lady, bro?
What the fuck, bro? That's our guest. What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Let me say it again.
What happened?
Hey, sorry about this.
No, you said that your wife was the reason why you got back into like your journey with God.
Yeah.
So I want to know a little bit about what were you going through that just made you want to like make that connection stronger?
I had a prayer one night, bro. Well, like I said, like I grew up sheltered Christian, you know, in a church. It was all Spanish actually. I just remember thinking like, what is this? Like, is this even real, bro? Like, you know, you kind of go through, I think everybody needs to, you need to question things, question to exhaustion. And I got to a point, man, where I went, like after my parents separated, I'm like, okay, well that's in the Bible. You know, that's one of the 10 commandments, you know, like you're not supposed to leave here. All right. So like little things that like, I was like, well, if they get away with it, then I can too. I lived my entire like teen into my early 20s living like that mentally, you know? I still knew, like, I know there's a God, like, for me, but I had always felt like, I'm like, I'll be back. Like, I almost felt like I was telling God, like, I'm like, I'll be back. I'm like, I know this is wrong.
Who's all there?
You know, I don't mean sex out of wedlock, you know, you know. So there's just, like, little things that I knew that I was like, I felt, like, always in the back. Like, I just felt bad about. And one night I prayed. Like, there was, like, a night where I felt like, I don't know. I felt lost. I felt like I was like, my life was good. Like I was kind of, you know, doing my YouTube shit. I was making good money, you know, like I was like, everything seems like pretty chill right now, but it's like, but inside I felt so empty, which I feel like is such a common thing that I hear a lot of other people saying. I'm like, fuck, well, here I am saying it, you know? Mm-hmm. And one night, right before I went to bed, I remember like, oh, all right, God, I haven't done this in a while. It's like, what's up?
It's your boy.
Your boy. It's your boy. Me again.
It's like, yeah, I know.
Make sure you guys like,
yeah, I know. I'm subscribed.
Turn on notifications.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm subscribed. God, that's good. Yeah. Write that down. Yeah, that's a good one. Don't worry. For your stand up, fool.
I'm sick right now. Yeah.
That's just your excuse for everything.
That's your thing. Yeah. You're always sick on stage.
Yeah, you cop out.
So, guys, it's Lalo. Sickio. That's my rapper name. Don't take it. But yeah, man, like I prayed and I remember thinking like, God, help me get closer to you. You know? And then I met Vanessa and I remember like meeting her and like there was just something about her. So I used to put a lot of my other relationships up online, you know, like a lot of people know.
Nah, we
don't, you know, who you're like, who? What?
We don't mention
it. Like, yeah, I'm subscribed. Well, what?
No.
So like there's a lot of different things that, you know, I've just kind of opened up and talked to people about, and I brought people on a journey not thinking like, oh shit, like this can backfire sometimes, you know, because that information's out. But anyways, I digress. And meeting Vanessa was like one of these moments where I was like, yo, like I might actually marry this girl, because I never thought I would. I never thought I would ever get married. Like I was like, I'm gonna just be a little sucio, a little perro of the night, and go do my shit.
That's right.
You know, and then
every man's dream.
It changed, yeah. Every man's
dream. The American like, dream.
Like, especially his dad's, huh?
Yeah.
Mine, yeah. No, sorry.
Yeah. No, but so yeah, man, that's kinda what like brought me into everything. We started going like to church together. She was raised a Catholic with like her family, but she really liked going to the Christian church that we went to, and now we have kids and we're married.
Yeah. And in love or whatever.
And yeah, she's all right.
What do you love most about her?
She's very
you love her or something?
Yeah, you would.
You talking about my girl, dog?
She what? She and I always tell her this, and she's like, that's not a good reason.
Yeah, it sounds like
a I was like, well, hey God, I tell him like you're fucking funny.
That's a great reason.
That's a great reason. Too, that's
bro.
A great reason.
So yeah. She goes, so I'm funny? Like I'm like, yeah. Like
yeah.
Each day, like if you don't think that's a big deal, each day I wake up, I want to impress you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're so funny. And if I can make you laugh, like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, like, that's great. I'm like, also, you're hot. Like,
yeah.
I could have said, like, I like your butt. Like, yeah. You know, you're chichona. Like,
you know,
like,
no,
like about me. I'm like, oh,
crazy.
So, not, okay. Your hair? No, but she's just got like a really cool personality. She has like a lot of wisdom, because actually my girl's like younger than I am, but but she's pretty fucking wise for her age, dude. You know, and so
through life experience,
yeah. You guys got all quiet. She's like, so she's 18 now.
Now,
oh, okay. Bro, we have a podcast where we talked about our age difference.
Oh shit. Yeah. I to say, you're going to be a chambelán at her quince and shit,
bro. Fucking chambelán.
I was a chambelán, bro.
With a pistol?
Yeah. Hey, it's party.
Doing the surprise dance?
You're looking fit, man. You're looking fire.
Hey, we joke, but you know that shit.
I got
happened.
All you fools here, all right? I got you, fool.
Hell we yeah. joke, but you know that's fucking that's
it's
happened
the thing,
before.
Bro. Like where people do, yeah, kind of,
especially in Mexico. Me la robé. It's like,
yeah, that's a wild ass statement.
She's 14,
too.
Bro. What the fuck?
Well, what do they have in like? What was the fucking Game of Thrones like? Have you bled yet? You know, have you bled? And you're like, oh fuck, that's right. Like, you know, the way they thought back then was like very different.
Yeah,
they would like check for the hymen. Like,
yeah,
it's still intact.
Shout out Jaime.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't watched that show, if you like incest and dragons, you'll love that show.
Yeah, if you like there's other dragons, stuff. If you like dragons and incest, so
something there's like
other
that.
Other stuff.
It's all good though.
Who are some of your favorite creators and shit that are not like your friends?
Us. Oh, like yeah, your friends.
Nah,
yeah,
shout out the Kickback Crew.
Yeah,
that's the homies.
Yeah, they're
shout
cool.
Out the Kickback Crew.
I ain't homies. I ain't friends.
That's right.
Yes, the
rug.
The brother lady who made the carpet.
PF Flyers, yes.
The Chucky shoes.
That hockey team. Yeah.
We're not going to make the list.
Oh, shit, it does, bro. That ass. I didn't even notice until he fucking said that right now.
But what's their names? It's a hockey team, right?
I think it's the Flyers.
Yeah, Flyers.
Yeah, we're going to cut that out. They get shot.
Apple, send me that clip.
Yeah, I got you, bro. Don't worry about it.
That's the only one I'm sharing.
Like, go check out the episode.
He's trying to make us a collaborator.
Like, ooh.
Check out these frauds. Fuck.
Yeah.
Bro, but like, it's interesting that you asked that question, because I'm like, when you were making videos, like at the birth of it all, there wasn't really like anybody to look up to because it just didn't exist.
But he looks up to Logan Paul and Jake Paul.
Oh, that's true. There you go.
He looks up to Jim Carrey.
Rice Gum.
Come on, do your research, bro.
Jim Carrey.
Now we know, but that's like mainstream media, you know?
Yeah.
That was mainstream.
Yeah. So I did have people that I looked up to. I mean, obviously there's actors, but as far as people that were like on YouTube, at the beginning, dude, it was like very like Asian and white people like dominant. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my theory, them too. My theory was that it's anyone that could afford like a fucking computer or a laptop.
That's fact.
Mm-hmm. And when we were growing up, we had like that one computer that barely worked. It was like a Packard Dell bullshit.
And you can't answer the phone. While
you can't answer the phone. You're logging onto the internet. We had like old ass shit. You remember that TV, bro, that you would turn on, like, I don't know, like your parents, it looked like it was a part of the sala. Like it looked like you turn it on and it was like
furniture.
If you were too close, all your hair would stand up. Just
you remember, we just threw it out last week. That shit was still a part of the living room.
Yeah, with the plastic couches.
That's where you watch all your videos, man.
No, but dude, yeah, it's at the beginning, yeah, there wasn't a lot of other like brown faces.
Yeah.
So here I am at fucking VidCon thinking like,
yeah,
I'm like, bro, we got fucking 500 subscribers. You're showing up and it's just a bunch of wetitos. wetitos. It was raining. Alex was shaking their hands. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, it was like a bunch of like wetitos. And I was like, oh, no one here fucking knows us. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I remember like Twitter back then, like people were like, hey, bro, like I'm outside of the convention center, dude, like those tickets are too expensive. You think you can come out? And I was like, fuck yeah. And I'd be like, I'd left like panels and shit. I was like, no one fucking knows me here. So I'd go outside and like, I did my own little meet and greet. Fuck that.
Dang.
I was like, how much were the tickets? And they're like, it's like 200, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, bro, if you tell your Mexican parents that, like,
yeah.
But like, catching, fuck that. Like, go wait outside.
Los Santos.
Yeah.
Bro, look, dinero.
One thing that I wanted to ask you, like, since we're talking about like the creators in the beginning, like one of the most influential ones also was the homegirl Jenna Marbles. She was a beast, bro.
Yeah.
And then like obviously like the whole thing happened where she just decided to like
stop.
And I remember like cancel culture. And then one of the videos that people were pissed off about was she was in one of your videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what was your like what were you thinking at the time when that happened?
So she had the same here's some advice I'll give to everybody right now. Like I said earlier, like, be nice to everybody. Be nice to everybody you meet, because you never know. I mean, not because, you know, like, an opportunity can happen, but it's like, just be nice. Like, don't be a dick. But sometimes when you are, like, people fuck with you. Like, they'll remember you. And so her manager at the time, she was like, Eric, like, I'm like basically managing her shit right now. She's like, would you want to do a video with Jenna Marbles? Like, I'm like, yeah, she's blowing the fuck up. Yeah. Like, she's about to pass me up in subscribers, like, in an hour. Yeah. You know, like, she was that. She was,
I need a collab.
Yeah. So the fact that she was, like, down, and, like, she's actually very humble. She's, like, very, very sweet. And she was just like, okay, what do you want to do? Yeah, fuck yeah. That's fucking funny. Be like, that's fucking funny. You know, she always talk like, fuck. And so I showed her the script. And I was like, this is what I kind of have planned. It's how to get a white girl. And, you know, back then it was a little different, dude. This was like 2000. Bro, yeah. Like, dude, I think we used a chloroform thing, like, to put her to sleep. I was like, fuck.
Put Molly all in her champagne.
So,
you didn't even know it.
But back then, like, we were like, it was the Wild West, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just would do any type of, like, jokes and shit. And, yeah, it did good. And I remember, dude, like, she shared it. She shared it on her Facebook. Mm. And this was the first time I saw, like, some racial shit, right? Oh, fuck. Where all her, like, it got millions of views because she shared it. And then all the comments were like, Jenna, this is beneath you. You shouldn't. I'm reading
really?
It. Like, I think. And like, this is beneath you. You shouldn't be doing videos like this with people like this.
What the like, fuck? What the?
Like, bro.
Supremacy.
That was like just one of the comments. Yeah. Like, all these other, like, what are you doing shit with these fucking, like, wetbacks, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
damn.
Wow. Like,
I didn't even swim here.
That. Yeah, right.
Because you're so sheltered, especially like in LA, the melting pot. So, like, yeah. You get to see a little bit of flavor of
it. It was
all
the first
type.
Time, like, that blend of two worlds.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't realize, like, you know, like, I'm in a niche, you know, like, I have my people, you know, that fuck with the videos I'm posting, you know, and I'm very grateful for it. But as soon as it, like, steps over somewhere else, they're kind of like, I'm like, why?
It's crazy. You
bitch. Like, but, you know, now we're slowly taking over, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you remember when she was getting canceled? Like,
it was hard to just keep up with everybody because it was so many people.
Yeah, back to back to back with different.
But players. I think she did a smart route. Like, she was doing videos, like, what, every Wednesday? Mm-hmm. And then she just stopped. What?
That's what she was saying.
Oh, slash Thursdays. Yeah, that's right. She had, like, a little joke. She's like, that's Spider-Man. That's Spider-Man. Wow, that you just took me back.
Yeah, bro, she was hilarious.
She was great, man. But yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, she's probably a fucking millionaire, so she's probably like, I'm out. Like, fuck this shit.
I think we've reached our finale.
Yeah,
I guess.
Eric,
well, thank you for
Super
coming
Ego.
Out.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
Thanks, it.
Man. Appreciate you guys.
We appreciate the long drive that you took to get here too. I mean, it was crazy. I never thought you'd drive through a tornado just to come and just visit us.
Yeah, well, I'm on vacation in TJ right now, but all right.
And the fact you just left your kids in the car, like, dude, you, what you give up, you know? Just
I opened up a bag of Doritos and I just dumped it from the top.
Sprinkled it.
Eat that.
Getting like Tina?
Yeah.
But yeah, brother, before you get out of here, was there anybody you'd like to shout out? Anything you'd like to promote? Anything?
Plug.
I mean, you know, we got the stand-up shit coming up.
Let's go.
April,
yeah.
6, 7, you know. On my Instagram, I have a whole little link tree for that. But other than that, man, just shout outs to you guys, man. You guys are doing something awesome here.
Thank
I think
you.
It's great for
thank you.
You guys to hop on. You guys are funny.
Thank
like
you.
That.
Bro.
I'm like,
I'm sick.
Like,
I've been way better.
He's like,
I've
been way better.
He's had better days.
I have way better jokes.
Yeah.
But no, keep it up, man. Like, because I always say this, like, at the beginning, it was kind of lonely. There wasn't a lot of other brown faces. And I remember thinking, like, man, people, they just ain't going to fuck with us. And that's it. And now as I'm getting into this shit more and more, like, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm seeing more content creators. And it makes me, like, really happy.
Yeah.
Just the representation out there. So,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That was a very hard hell yeah. Like, a hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. Make sure you subscribe. You like the video. Yeah, it really helps the algorithm on YouTube.
He's a pro.
And, you know, ponte las pilas on Instagram, Snapchat now. Follow us on Snapchat because not that we just want to, but it's like they're paying over there too now. So,
and Groupon.
And TikTok. And make sure you guys just, you know, spam the comments. We love you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming. shout outs again to our guests.
See, they thought I did it.
Iron
good.
Man. And no, okay.
And then he's
sorry,
came
bro.
And did
I kept
it. Whoa.
Going.
We were gonna let you cook.
I want to shout out my girl. Shout out my family.
That's
and
right.
Oh,
he's in
love. I like the way you eat my ass.
What the
ass, right?
I want to thank you for coming on. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor.
Whatever, dude.
Give a fuck. I can't wait to close for you guys right here in Ontario.
Hey, we'll talk. We'll talk, yeah. Man. We'll talk.
And shout out to everybody that's been listening and, you know, shouting us out all the time. It's always a blessing when you guys do that. Make sure you guys comment down below any of you guys' ideas you maybe guess you guys want to have on to this podcast. And with that, I think I'm going to pass my shout outs on to Beto.
Beto.
Shout out to Super Ego, Eric. Shout out to you, bro. Thank you for coming through. Like we all said a bunch of times, you're like you're our childhood. So thank you. It's really cool to meet you. Shout out to my girl, who's right here, next to me.
All in love.
And go follow me on Instagram and go subscribe to my YouTube channel.
There you go.
Okay. And on my end, I just want to say, like we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, where you said you do have the responsibility of being like our father, even though you're only in like a few years older than us.
Yeah,
but it is good to see you. Like
50's not that old, folks. No,
you look great.
You look great for 93.
I just go way higher.
But yeah, bro, just to see the man you've become and like the father and the husband
and the son and the Holy Spirit.
Dude, you beat me to that shit, dude. I was gonna wait till he finished that last sentence. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's my fault. That was good.
But it's a good influence, bro. Yeah. For real. Like you're a good influence, and like I hope all the other little brown faces that were watching us will also use you as an example.
And then you guys are the next. You know what I mean? You guys pay it forward. Yeah. Sorry, Lalo. You were
going to talk. I agree with what you were saying.
Yeah, but pay it forward. I think pay it forward because you never know how many other people are watching and you have that little spark of influence.
Let's just keep this intimate. Let's just, just us.
Is the next Mr. Beast watching us right now? Little Bestia? Little 666? Imagine. Shout out the love of my life as well. Hopefully you had a good birthday.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday to her. Happy birthday. Oh, it's my happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Can you tell my girl happy birthday? It's in June, but but then I can say Ego said happy birthday. Karina.
Karina, happy birthday. Mm. And we're gonna sing now.
Hachingo.
No, happy. No,
you're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now.
But thanks for having me on, guys. It's really cool.
Shout out to everybody here. Shout out to Laura for the beat again. Shout out to the whole team here. Shout out to you for pulling up and blessing us with your presence.
They bless, homie. They bless.
Can I get a ride home?
You and TJ? Fuck it.
Let's go. But yeah, shout out my family. Shout out my girl. With that, we out. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you.